Carrie and Tommy are about to make their mark on your ears with a bunch of laughs in this podcast. Watch the brand new Amazon original series, Making Their Mark, only available on Amazon Prime Video.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Because it's another Friday. Are you going to do another gig tonight?
No, I never plan on doing another gig again.
Okay.
Although I've got to admit, there was, I reckon, a 10-second window where I was on a bit of a high afterwards.
Mate, you were so good.
10 seconds.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's Bickers making a stand-up debut last Friday night in front of 3,000 people at a comedy show at the Sydney My Music Bowl. Here is one of her gags.
I've been laughing at your jokes for the best part of 2 decades, so you can laugh at mine tonight, okay?
That was one of the one I wrote.
No, mate, I wrote that one.
This is aggressive. Well,
it's true. I do love doing the show with you. Mm. In every radio duo, there is a hot one and there is a funny one. And it is exhausting being both. That's all I'm saying.
Yes!
Yep, the high came shortly after that one.
Yes.
And then I delivered a whole lot of other ones and it just went downhill from there.
You know what I realised? No, they were all good. I think all your jokes landed.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, they were all of your jokes and Dave Thornton's jokes and
Dill's jokes.
Yeah.
I did realise, though, I really enjoyed writing for you because I really went hard on me.
So I was going to say, what do you do when you write for me? Do you put yourself in my shoes of how hard it is working with you, or what's your thought process?
No, I just think of what's funny and carry.
About
but the first jokes I wrote for you, you didn't understand my opening joke, which I still think is a good one.
Yeah.
Which was meant to be, my name's Carrie. You may know me as being both the whitest and most brown member of the project.
To do with my tan.
Yes. Because then I wrote a backup joke for you.
But that's just being mean to myself.
Yeah. But then I wrote a backup joke for you, which was like you turning on me.
Yeah.
Which was Tommy giving me shit for having fake tan.
But
he should be focusing on my fake smile and fake laughter at his joke.
Yeah. I was going to use that one.
Yeah, it's good.
I was going to use that one.
What about,
I just couldn't get to them all, mate. There was a lot to choose from.
Can you do the next one? Next one's one of my favourites too.
I was going to do this one as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That everyone says that you and I are very different.
Mm.
I think we're very similar. Our houses are both covered in vomit and feces. The only difference is that I have children.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah.
There was.
I find the lead-in bit hard. Like, I added the bit there. Some people say you and I are very different.
But that's fine. That's you. That's you making it your own.
I know, but it's a lot of pressure.
Okay.
Okay.
What was the next one?
I didn't like the next one.
Which one?
About the you and the young women.
didn't you? You can read it. You
I
can
like
read
this
it.
One. I almost didn't do this one because I don't like to offend my hometown.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Oh,
But I did think it gave me a little chuckle.
Yes.
So if you don't know, my daughter's name is Adelaide and people ask if I named her that because of where she was conceived. And I tell them I named her that because of how she was conceived. Boringly. Are you laughing at your
it's
own
really
jokes?
Good. It's really good.
You want another one?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I think I got real harsh. I had to clean some of them up because I got real harsh on some of them.
Also, I didn't like the next one.
Which one's
either
this
about
one?
You in the bedroom.
Which one was that? The heels one.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Okay. Not many people know this, but Tommy wears heels at work to make himself look taller.
Yes.
Can you stop mouthing them as I'm reading them? It's weird. Too bad there isn't a shoe that makes you not terrible at sex. It's just not funny.
That's funny.
Why are you wearing shoes in the bedroom? Maybe that's why you're terrible.
I thought it was the only bit of spice in my... Just need something longer
than
3 inches.
Hold on, one more to finish off. You just have to take it too far every time. Like your show on Friday night. Gosh, it was naughty. Very blue. I'm glad I didn't bring my mum. I thought about it for a moment.
I brought my mum, mate.
Did you? Was your mum in that audience?
Yeah, Jenny would have loved it.
No, Jenny would not have.
Jenny would have loved it.
Jenny wouldn't have.
Mate.
Every second thing was about you. I don't think people need to hear about you all the time.
Oh, mate, your jokes were pretty blue as well.
You wrote them.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy.
Because I saw something at the supermarket.
I know you did. We already had the conversation.
Yeah.
But we're going to have it for the purposes of everyone else again.
Yeah, yes. I accidentally did radio when our mics weren't on. That was the problem.
We talked about it in a song. We should have waited till we were on air.
Yes. Describe to people the photo that I took at the supermarket.
All I can see is a whole lot of hams.
Yes.
And then a sign underneath that says free. handbag with every ham purchase.
Yes. And I thought it was a typo at first because I thought they're doing a weird promotion where they're giving away handbags with ham. And I thought, no, maybe there is such a thing as a handbag.
Yes, because you asked the team, does anyone have a handbag? And we were like, yeah, we've got loads of them. And then we realised what you meant. And yes, I have a handbag. My mum gave me a handbag after she cooked the Christmas ham a few years ago.
Yeah.
And then you keep your Christmas ham in the fridge in a ham bag, which is like a tea towel-esque type fabric in a bag.
And so if you weren't to get it made, how much would a handbag cost you? Is this a good deal? And should I be going out and buying lots of hams?
Oh, I reckon a handbag is probably $10.
Do you?
Oh, I don't know. How much is a ham? Oh, a lot.
That's a great question. I didn't even get it.
How many kilos you're getting?
Oh.
Have you ever bought a big ham?
No.
No. Have you ever bought a big ham, Tommy?
No, I haven't got a handbag to keep it in.
Well, that's what I wondered. What's the point of having a handbag if you're not going to buy a ham?
So if you don't have a handbag, do you have to eat your ham in one sitting?
Yes. Well, you don't. You could put it in the fridge in our foil or in Glad Wrap, but then it doesn't keep it moist.
Oh, and then you get dry ham.
It makes it a bit dry or it makes it overly sweaty.
Could you make a handbag that looks like a ham bag as a fashion item?
What would you call it, though?
Well, they are. They're tote bags. They're
ham handbag.
It's kind of when you get those ones from the shops for $1 that's that fabric. What do you call it?
Calico. So you can just use that as a handbag.
Yeah, it's like a handbag type thing, but it's a tote bag.
Have we broken the record for saying ham and bag?
No, because sometimes you were saying hand bag.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Jesse asked a great question off air. Do you wash them?
You wash them. I wash them at the end of using my big Christmas ham.
Yes.
When we're done, we wash it.
Okay.
But do you wash it in the dishwasher or in the washing machine?
Actually, that's interesting. I put it in the washing machine, which usually means there's a lot of sweaty ham going around with our clothes. I've not thought of that.
But you wash your tea towels in there too, so
yeah,
that makes
sense,
right?
True, true. Yes, I wash it in there.
What happens if you put your clothes in the dishwasher?
I think someone has done that. I'm sure we've talked about it on this show.
Talked about someone cooking a chicken in the dishwasher.
But not
remember
putting
that was
their
a thing?
Clothes
no, I put
in the
my
dishwasher.
T-shirt in a microwave, but not
I'm
in the
I'm sorry,
dishwasher.
Guys. I got it confused. We haven't done clothes in a dishwasher.
That's
to discuss.
Right. And I put my ham in the washing machine because I didn't have a ham bag.
Sous vide.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
I think we've got to talk about it, Bickers.
I'm worried now that my recollection's maybe not right.
Yeah, I think your recollection is not
I'm
right.
I'm sure that's what I saw.
So it's obviously Friday today.
Yes.
And we were talking about the events of last Friday night and after
I made my comedy debut.
Yes, after us, the fellow comedians, did a show together.
Yeah.
We went to a little
party.
We
went out to celebrate.
Yes, we did, as comedians do.
Yes.
And you just mentioned something today that I was like, I don't reckon that happened.
Well, just one of our mutual friends was there, and I mentioned in passing, I can't remember what we were talking about, drink bottles. Oh, metal drink bottles.
Yes.
That we've got one here, and I said, oh, I saw this friend of ours get his drinks at the bar the other night in his metal drink bottle he bought from home.
And I just don't think that's a thing that can happen.
No, I think it is. I'm sure I had espresso martini, but it was my first for the night. I'm sure I saw him pass over a bottle and get his drinks in it. And then when I chatted to him later in the night, I'm sure he was holding on to a metal drink bottle and having his alcohol in it.
I just can't see that happening for so many reasons.
Why?
Because it would be a different size. It would be like, you know, the day that 7-Eleven lets you bring in whatever container you want and you bring a bucket. Like if a bar let you do that, you just bring a big drink bottle and have massive beers all night for the same
price. So I just don't know what he was drinking in it. So could you just pour the beer in it?
This might be a wild thing to say, but do you think it would be water?
Oh, do you think he was just getting his water bottle filled up?
Well, yeah.
I mean,
this is what I said to you before, but you were adamant. You were like, no.
I mean,
he was drinking.
I guess I just feel bad if that's the case, because the judgment that I formed thinking he was getting his beer in it is very different to the judgment I would form if it was just water. Because the thing is, the reason why, I'll be honest, the reason why I didn't flinch is because remember when I was in Byron and I went to that party that the Powderfinger at, Bernard Fanning was at, and
the
Hemsworths were there, and Chris Hemsworth rocked up with the same thing, those tin drink bottles.
Planted this whole
story. And that one of those tin camping little lunch boxes with chicken in it, and he brought his own food.
But he brought his own food. He didn't go to the kitchen at the bar and say, can you put my Palmer in that.
He wouldn't eat a parma. That's why he brought his protein. Yeah, being steamed. Yeah. But that he had one of those metal drink bottles, and so did Elsa. They were both drinking out of that. So I think this friend of ours is just like the Hemsworths.
Do you reckon?
Yes, I reckon that's one of the only times he's ever been compared to the Hemsworths.
Shall we? Let's punch in his number, Jesse. Yeah. We'll give him a call. His name is Tom also, which makes life easier.
I wonder if he realises he's doing something similar to the
Hemsworths. If he realises he's a Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom speaking.
Hello, Tom speaking. It's Carrie and Tommy here.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
This isn't sus at all.
Did you realise you have something in common with the Hemsworths?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What would you think it might be?
I mean, there'd be a few things, wouldn't there?
Yeah. Big hammer. Yeah. Sorry, I've gone a bit blue too early. I'm so sorry, mate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I took it very literally. Yeah. I do have. I've got a massive hammer.
Yeah. Yes.
Just finished the renovation. So,
mate, we're talking about last Friday when the three of us were all at the bar together. Carrie just casually mentioned.
I have a recollection of something and Tommy thinks I've made it up. And I don't think I have made it up.
Carrie just casually said, oh, did you know Tom was getting his drinks from the bar in his drink bottle?
What?
Yeah.
No, that didn't
happen. Did you have your metal drink bottle with you the other night?
Oh, no. What you saw was me getting water for my ex-girlfriend.
I told
you to fill up the water because you didn't want to do it in the bathroom.
Carrie was trying to tell me, because I said that's what it would have been. And Carrie was trying to tell me, no, he was getting beers in those.
She just assumed that because you'd put a tab on, Tommy, and you got, I just poured all the whiskey you've got straight into my drink bottle.
No, the reason I thought, because I know you're bigger on saving the environment, you were very much a leader on the project in trying to ban the bag, and I thought it would make perfect sense that you would then, in terms of wanting to just save wastage, take your metal drink bottle to the bar.
I'll give you that. It does seem like the sort of wanker thing I would do, for sure. But not, this time, though, I've got a good excuse.
What would happen if you did ask for your beer in that drink bottle? Do you think they would have given it to you?
I think in that environment they would have done anything because they were pretty happy with the crowd. Like, Tommy was turning it on for everyone.
Yeah.
I think at a regular bar they're not going to go for that.
No.
No.
Because there would be no one going, look, I promise you it's exactly the same size as a pint glass.
Did you have a tab on there?
Yeah.
Oh, we paid for drinks.
You shouldn't have.
No, I shouldn't have.
But don't look at me like that's my fault. I saw them saying to so many people, no, don't pay Tommy for on tab. They must have thought, pick more
to bear it. You can pick it up. Yeah.
It was your tab, mate.
Anyway, as you were, glad to know that you enjoyed your water.
Oh, God. It's been so great catching up.
Thanks, Winnie.
See ya.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
And I know most of you are probably listening because a couple of years ago you heard the groundbreaking radio experiment, which was could we charge a iPhone with a banana?
Yes.
And the answer was no.
No.
And so 2 years later,
so surprising.
Here we are again with a table of shit in front of us and an iPhone charger.
We can blame TikTok.
Because
I think this came off TikTok, didn't it, Belle?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
That is producer Annabelle there that you hear. Belle, what have we got? We got an onion.
Yep, so you've got a unpeeled onion.
Yep. So you want me to peel the onion now as we're speaking?
So maybe just slice it in half and then, take off the... That wrapping kind of thing?
And so this is for...
The wrapping.
The wrapping.
Take off the wrapping paper.
Do you have any unwrapped onions? what present did you get?
I like onion for the rest of the day. Okay.
And so, Belle, just so I know, so this is really convenient for all those times that you don't have a charger, but you've got an onion,
a lemon,
some Pepsi.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. So cut. Do you don't want the lemon whole. You want it in half.
That's an onion.
Sorry. You want the onion in half?
Yes,
or
please.
As whole? Okay,
yep,
in half.
Pop it in half.
Okay.
And now pop that in a little bowl.
That in a bowl, yeah?
Yep. Okay. Great. And now slice open the lemon.
Slice open the lemon,
yep. And squeeze it into that bowl.
Squeeze the full lemon or half of one?
Yeah, the full lemon. So the
just
lemon
all
juice.
Through into the bowl.
Yep.
Okay.
Get in there, mate. You've got it. Isn't that why you've got the squeezy bit?
Oh, yeah. I've got a lemon squeezer here.
No, that's an onion again.
Oh! Okay. Am I doing it right?
Yeah, that's good.
Revolutionary, this little utensil. Yeah. Okay, I'll just do the other one. Hold on.
Can you get onion juice?
I don't think so.
No, but you can get lemon juice. Well,
this is taking me back to Carrie's cocktails. Okay. Oh, sorry. Oh,
that thing was meant to contain the
squirting everywhere.
Okay, and then have I just got a bottle of Pepsi to drink while it charges?
No.
Okay. Oh. Yep.
Yep. Pour in a splash of Pepsi juice.
A splash.
Well, into that.
Do we need to get ready to quickly charge now, or does it not matter?
I don't think this is Pepsi juice.
What do you mean?
Bella said pour in a bit of Pepsi juice.
Okay, oh, sorry. Pepsi Max.
Yep, that's enough, I reckon.
Yep. It's too much. Now, get the charger and get the two silver things that you put into the wall. Stuff them into the onion.
The two silver things that you put into the wall, like the bits on the end of the onion. Yep, that bit.
Put that in the onion.
Yep.
Oh, God, I've got to see my phone.
And then you want me to plug it in?
Yeah, put it in your phone.
I can do it to Tommy's phone, Carrie. No.
What?
Do it to Tommy's, not yours.
Okay, so I should see it.
We're worried it's going to overcharge the phone. Well,
yeah, let's use yours. and then we'll watch it. The charge signal come on. Do I put it into the onion or into the juice?
Put it into the onion like you're putting it into the wall.
Okay.
Is it in? Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, this is just like when we did the banana.
Did it work on TikTok?
Yeah, it worked on TikTok.
Did it? Really?
It's weird that you don't just plug the USB straight into the onion. I mean,
do you want me to try that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's do the USB.
Let's ruin
straight.
Two parts.
Let's clean two things.
Okay. Yeah! Right. The USB's right in there now.
Oh, my God.
No.
Joking.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Unrivaled AFL access. Untold stories. Watch the brand new Amazon original series, Making Their Mark, on Amazon Prime Video.
Oh! Carrie and Tommy's.
Oh, AFL for it.
Oh, yeah. $2,500 is on the line, and the person that could win that money is Emma. G'day, Em.
Hi.
Em, you don't know your footy, is that right?
Not at all. No.
But who's the person in your life that loves it?
Oh, my partner, Tom. He is a massive Carlton fan and MCC member and God knows what else.
I love Em. Hi, it's Carrie here. I love...
Hi, Em. It's Tommy here.
I just realised that I hadn't said hello. I love how you describe Tom. I wonder how he would feel about this. You've said, I describe Tom as the human equivalent to the participation trophy.
He just
loves to be involved.
That's not
I don't know how he feels about that.
Yeah, you should not describe him as that. That's the award you get when you don't win any awards.
Well, then it goes on. He's terribly mediocre at playing, but losing doesn't deter him in the slightest.
No. Yeah, no, that's exactly it.
He actually sounds like a lovely man. He loves the game, the atmosphere, and just loves the conversations with friends. Aww.
Yeah. So, Em, we are going to get you to call him. You've got to slip in five football terms. I'll give them to you now. Have you got a pen or something?
Yep.
Okay, one is flag.
Mm-hmm.
One is bounce.
Oh, these are good words.
One is mark.
Oh, you haven't given her a tricky one.
One is coach. And the other is wooden spoon.
Oh, God.
For each word that you slip in, you'll get $500. So all up, hopefully, you walk away with $2,500. Emma, you ready?
Yes. Semi. Yep.
And you don't have to get them all in the one sentence. You can have a bit of conversation, yeah?
Okay. Sure. Okay.
All right. We're dialing.
You take it away, M2. We'll stay.
All right. Hey, babe.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I was just having a conversation with my friends about the AFL thing we were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what were you saying about Carlton's performance last year? Where did we go? We weren't on the very bottom, were we?
We were close to finals contention.
Yeah, okay,
but then we lost against some games. So we didn't finish.
But what do you call, what do you call when you're on the very bottom of the ladder? Like, what's the slang term for it?
You're last.
No, you're not last. What
you're
are
bottom
you?
Bottom of the ladder, you get the wooden spoon at the end of the season.
Oh, okay. Cool. Okay, but, and who was the top person when they got to, when they were, with the wooden spoon?
So the team who got the wooden spoon last year was Adelaide.
Yeah, but who got, what's the role of the person that gets them there?
Huh?
What's the role of the person that gets them there?
Not the coach.
Okay. All right, that's not what I was thinking, but that's cool. That's all right. No, I know, because I'm trying to put together a conversation that I know nothing about and try to
Emma, we have to put you out of your misery. Tom, it is Carrie and Tommy here. Emma's job was to slip 5 AFL words into a conversation, only she made it even harder for herself and tried to somehow get you to say those words, which is even harder than you needed to Emma. And you somehow did it with half of them already.
Congratulations, guys. You've won $1,000.
Yay.
What were you thinking, Tom, during all that?
Oh, I think she was trying to make sense, but honestly, like... I do talk about football a lot around her, and she does listen, but I don't think it actually goes into her brain most of the time. She tries.
Tom, I knew what some of the words were, and I didn't know what the clues meant.
That's just me in general conversation.
Well, good on you guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
It is all thanks to Amazon Prime Video. Unrivaled AFL access, untold stories. Watch the brand new Amazon original series Making Their Mark now on Amazon Prime Video.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You can hear this man on Breakfast on this great network in Adelaide. He's also a fantastic comedian. He's joining us now, Lima.
Yay! I'm popping myself in, guys. Yeah. That's how excited I am.
It's good to have a bit of excitement to kick on.
Long time, first time guest.
Yes.
Long time listener, first time guest.
Thank you. We've been waiting.
It's not your first time, is it?
I believe it is.
No, we've had you on about comedy shows before.
Have you had me on?
I mean, let's not get into an argument
okay.
about it.
Let's not argue, but you're probably right because my memory is terrible. I once, at Channel 10, interviewed Will Ferrell in the green room.
Yes.
And Peter Hellyer introduced me to him. And Will Ferrell goes, "Oh, Limo, that sounds really familiar. Have we met before?" And I'm like, "I think I'd remember if I'd met Will Ferrell before." And he kind of goes, "Oh, yeah, sure." So then I do an interview with him for radio.
Yeah.
And then he goes onto the project to do his interview. And Justin Hamilton, another comedian, was there. And he goes, "Idiot, you interviewed him for Blades of Glory about 7 years ago."
Oh,
and I'm like, "Oh, that's right. It was in studio at a radio. I was doing a show with Will Anderson. And we interviewed him in studio."
But how You've amazing forgotten. That he remembers
Unbelievable.
You.
Some people are freaks.
You're
though.
Memorable.
That's embarrassing for him. Do you know what I mean? He's meant to play it way cooler than that. Then like, no, I definitely know you.
No, totally. You don't, mate.
Dave Grohl's the same. He has a freakish memory. You would have interviewed Dave Grohl before.
So
he will definitely remember you next time he interviews you.
She has no idea who we interviewed yesterday.
I'm a busy mum, you know. My memory's terrible.
You are flat out. And, Carrie, congratulations on Mardi Gras.
Oh, I thought you meant on my stand-up debut. Oh, I thought you'd be more interested in that.
I'm getting to that.
Thank you on both counts.
I have a suite of congratulations. I'm going to start with the Mardi Gras. You looked amazing.
Thank you.
That outfit was incredible. However... When
I
look,
be a butt.
Yeah.
It'd be weird for you just to come on and go, "Oh my God, you looked amazing."
Couple
at Mardi
of things
Gras.
To congratulate you on.
When I saw that picture of you, arms out and incredibly glamorous, you looked amazing.
Yeah.
But my mind immediately went to the movie Rocket Man and Elton John when he went to rehab in that winged outfit. And I was just imagining you at 11 a.m. Sunday morning in Sydney just wandering into a rehab.
I mean, it wasn't far off how I was at 11 a.m. on Sunday.
We're waiting for rehab.
Right.
It's a ticking time bomb.
You have to wear that outfit to rehab.
Walking in the door sideways.
It's funny because we've been talking about how, and I was talking to one of the guys who used to work at the project the day, and he was saying, suggesting the same thing, Tommy, that you've been suggesting, that I should wear it around doing normal things.
Yes.
Like just going grocery shopping, just doing the dishes at home and stuff, and just do a little, you know, like
trying to get those through a, you know, those doors that revolve. Trying to get.
I think. What about on public transport, but demanding social distancing from everyone else?
Well, it forces it because they're so. That was Jesse's joke. It was a very funny joke, Jesse, on Mardi Gras night. He said it'll just be enforced social distancing because they're 2 meters wide each wing.
Oh, you've got the social distancing wings. We all need that outfit then to keep ourselves COVID safe.
So you've congratulated Carrie on her Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Last Friday night, fantastic. Because comedy's hard.
And you did it. It's really hard. You guys are amazing. Is this where you'd like me to return?
No.
You guys are heroes.
Thank you. Yeah. But it's annoying for us though when people like you are funny, because then people go, "Oh, well,
anyone can do it."
This happens all the time with footballers when you do football club gigs. Footballer gets up and they're hilarious.
Nah, but people are just laughing at them because it's a footballer trying to do comedy.
No, no, mate. First gig I did where I discovered this was dicey, Wayne Harms, a legendary footballer, he said he was meant to go on after me and he goes, mate, you don't mind if I'm just telling a story. I'm not being funny, so you don't mind if I just get on before you do. And I was like, no, that's fine. He gets up and he tells an old story that he's told 1,000 times before and has the room in absolute stitches. And then I had to get up as people decided, oh, we'll line up for lunch now because it doesn't get any funnier than that. So we'll just stand up and queue for food.
I had to say that Sam Kekovich, for me, who you might know from the Lamb ads, he was meant to be on after me at a gig for the Sydney Swans in Sydney. And he said, oh, look, I've got to get a flight, which I've worked out as an old trick that these blokes use who've been around for years. I've got to get a flight. Can I go first? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, sure, Sam. He just destroys so hard, like people are literally slapping knees.
Hugging their friends.
There's tears rolling. People can't talk. I can't believe how funny
I didn't know he was funny.
He is hilarious.
Right.
He's hilarious. So, Carrie, I thought you were great, but my favourite comment came from a caller you had earlier in the week. Yeah. I believe it was Jenny.
Jenny. And Jenny's gotten a real run on our show. I know.
And she was praising Tommy on how difficult a life in stand-up must be.
I knew firsthand that Tommy had said, like, how tough it was, and he does this for, you know, all the time.
Now, she was going to say, he does this for a living. But she stopped herself because she couldn't. It just didn't add up to her.
But what about the rest of her call? She pretty much said she saw you 8 years ago and you tanked.
She said there were hard bits,
The audience really had to grind their way through.
I just realised that Jenny has spoken more than Jesse this week.
Oh, Jess. Jess, you want to have a go at Tommy?
We'll get Jenny back for Raptor Roar at the end of the show.
Great.
Hey, we want to talk about more about your show.
Yes.
2020 Vision is the name of your show, Leams. Is it about the year that was?
It is indeed. It's a therapy session for myself and for the people in the audience.
How did you weather last year?
Look, not too bad. I achieved nothing, though. You know how everyone says we're gonna learn a second language. Yeah. I unlearned English.
You stopped talking. It's quite hard learning to socialise, I found, after last year.
It was. And we all had a little...
It's quite exhausting.
We all had a bit of PTSD. I'll tell you who struggled with it. I definitely drank too much. I think a lot of people... I know I drank too much wine because my four-year-old son knows that Tempranillo is a Spanish grape.
I don't even know that.
That is too much wine knowledge.
Tempranillo.
Tempranillo.
Yes, that'll go down well at school.
It's a tasty drop. Actually, I went to pick him up at kinder one day last year, and one of the teachers says to me, oh, Anthony, do you drink a lot of beer at home? Right? And I said, oh, not really, because I don't really drink a lot of beer. And I said, why do you ask? And she said, oh, because Laddie has been cheersing a lot of the kids with his water bottle.
Do you know, it was like when Ollie was at school and they did this school fete and they had leftover limes at the end and he said to the teacher that he'd take it home because mummy can have it with her gin. which is very helpful. I do like a spot of lime.
You do like a spot of lime. But Kel, my wife, who you both know very well, when the first Friday after we came out of lockdown, you talk about not being able to communicate with people, Carrie, well, she caught up with two of her very best friends on the Friday to go out to lunch together. And it had been a long, hard lockdown. They were all very excited. They went to a restaurant at midday. They rang me at 2:30 on speakerphone from the restaurant. I love you. You're the best. Come and join us. I am not joining you. Have fun.
How good's the sentence before that call of someone going, it'll be a great idea. We'll call him.
Totally.
Go on speaker.
So they leave and they go to a girl, Steph, who's one of Kel's friends. They go to her apartment. She lives on a first floor apartment. And then Steph rings me at 5 p.m.
Oh, God.
Limo, can you come and pick up your wife?
Yes, because she's double now.
Yeah, come.
She's double that.
Yes, exactly. So she says, can you come pick up your wife? And I'm like, what are you, a bunch of babies? She can get a cab. I'm home with our son. I'm not going to. And I pretty much hang up on her. And then she rings me back at 5:30 on FaceTime so she can show me the damage. Right? She starts on her balcony, where there's a broken glass, a smashed coffee table, and half a handprint of blood on a glass sliding door, right?
crime scene.
Then she spins the phone around inside that small apartment, spins the phone around inside. There on the bed is my wife, face down, out cold. Standing over her is a bloke who I've never seen before in my life, rubbing her back.
Right? So you were there within a minute?
So I said, all right, I'll come around and pick her up. Right?
So who was the dude?
The dude lives on the first floor apartment on the other side of the street. He saw what was happening on the balcony and yelled out, hey, Steph, do you need a hand? And she said, yes, I do. So he came over.
Oh, my God.
I still to this day don't know what happened on the balcony.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's not enough of that in the community these days.
Enough of random blokes rubbing your wife. There's a fair bit going on.
I mean, I have filed under being helpful. That's right. So I turn up. He's not there anymore. He's since gone back to his place.
He heard you were coming and fled.
And fled. So we stand Kel up. She's a bit of a dead weight, sort of Weekend at Bernie's style, right? Yep. Just shuffling. Out of the lift, we walk through the apartment complex. We don't see anyone. And as soon as we walk onto the street, one guy walks past, stops, does a double take and says, hi, Steph, how are you? And she goes, oh, hi, Steve. And then he walks off and she whispers back to me, he manages the BWS up the road. Right? Oh, I said, well, he's half responsible for this arrangement. Right? I get Kel into the car. By this stage, another friend is at our house with her son. So I ring forward to her and I say, can you hide the boys at the back of the house? Because I don't want them to see Kel, right? So she hides the boys at the back of the house. I arrive. I get Kel straight into bed. Our bedroom's at the front of the house. And I get her into bed, take her shoes off, put the cord over her. And then our friend and her son leave, and then I'm watching television with our son, and eventually I said, well, you've got to go to bed, mate. And he says, well, I'm not going to go to bed till mummy gets home. I said, mummy's home, mate. He goes, what? And he runs up to the bedroom, and he's standing next to her, and he's got one hand on her shoulder, kind of shaking her shoulder, going, mummy. And then after about 30 seconds, he looks up to me and he says, hey, Daddy, will mummy wake up in the morning? And for the first time through this whole drama, I thought to myself, that is a bloody good question. So then the next day, I was the best husband ever, right? I was like, no judgment and hydrolites, breakfast in bed. I took care of the dog down at the park. We had a big day out. And then I brought her lunch in bed. And then later on, dinner in bed. And then the next day, breakfast in bed again. And then
lunch.
She was not well. But as I was doing everything for her, I was just watching my relationship credits go, chink, chink, chink. To the point now where I could go out this weekend and get home in May. And I think it'd be fine. Drink responsibly, kids, just by the way.
Make sure you check out Limo's show, 2020 Vision, comedyfestival.com.au, if you want to get tickets to that. Limo, always a pleasure. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, team. Carrie and Tommy.
The end of the show and the end of a big week.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
It's been a big week, hasn't it?
It has. It feels like it's been like 7 weeks lived in one.
Time crawls when you're having fun, is that what they say?
How's your week been, Jess?
I have had a great week. In fact, I was so stoked that an idea that we just, you know, we really got bogged down in the detail of something we were talking about, but it came up with something really great for the show next week.
You wear the same white T-shirt or black T-shirt every single day.
Mate, wear the same pink shirt and Buffy spot.
Try to mix it up.
Carrie should dress Tommy for a week.
That's good. That's fun.
That is great fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's awesome idea. Yeah. Can I?
Yes. I can't wait to see you in that pink shirt.
Can I dress
can we
you?
Do it next
can
week?
I dress you for a week?
No.
Why not?
Because the thing is me dressing you.
Wait a minute. Is that happening?
Absolutely. I mean, now I've just realised that's more work for me, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've
just get to wear fun.
I've got so many loads of washing and stuff to do on the weekend. Now I have to dress you as well.
Yeah.
Another child.
I just get to wear fun outfits.
Yeah. Well, I was great wrapped.
For me. Yeah. You were. No, I'll keep you wrapped. I'll keep my word. Monday you'll have a new outfit to wear.
Okay. Well, because I'm wrapped this week because I was terribly worried, as was a lot of Australia, that you were blinded. And I thought,
by what? Oh, yes.
And it turned out, thank God, to be temporary.
Yeah.
But the cause, the root of the problem, we actually got to.
I was sitting on the couch last night and a little bit of Paul Newman sauce squirted in my eye.
What was he doing at your house?
doing it the wrong way.
From it was a vinaigrette.
It was Chris.
It was a vinaigrette.
Buddy.
It was a vinaigrette.
You should give Chris the DoorDash voucher.
Get the hell out of it. It was a vinaigrette dressing.
That's to do with Paul's diet.
It came out of my cherry tomato.
The cherry went pop.
Indeed. You know what? I had a great week.
How you feeling?
Apart from the moments where you mocked my outfits and made me feel like a fool. Other than that, my week was pretty good. Except for I'm a little bit disappointed, to be honest.
Sorry. It wasn't just me. It was also the whole internet that mocked your outfit.
Okay. Either way, it made me raw.
Tell you
what else made me raw.
Yeah, what?
When web guy Eli, we got him on to do two breaks, really, and calls.
I remember.
Because he had said he hadn't flown many places. He'd been on only 8 flights in his entire life. And I thought, great calls, 13 10 60. Who's never been anywhere? Only he'd been lots of places.
So when I was younger, I went up to my mother's homeland twice.
Greece?
It's to
Greece.
Be fair, she was born here.
Why did you call it your mother's homeland?
But she's got a lot of family in Greece.
Yeah.
So hold on, so you've been to Greece?
Yes. Mm.
And where else? Overseas?
London?
Yeah. Hold on, you've only done 9 flights. You've been to Greece and London.
So then we went to Egypt.
Is there any?
Oh my God.
Haven't you also been to Hawaii?
Yes.
And it went on. He was counting a one round the world flight as one flight, even though he hopped on about 50 planes.
The bloke's been around the world more times than the sun.
Oh, have a good weekend, everyone. See you next week in your new clothes.
Bye.
Watch the brand new Amazon original series, Making Their Mark, that follows the 2020 AFL season. Only available on Amazon Prime Video.